What's up, everyone? It's Darian Parker here, doing video, a lot more video these days. I'm really into it. Pretty simple stuff, but I wanted to chat a little bit about on the solo cast about this whole concept of us versus them. You know, we're in a society where everything is always about this side or that side, like we're on teams, like team red, team blue, or team developed, undeveloped, good, bad. There's always been this conflict, and we see it in so many avenues of our society, and movies are good examples of that. And we're pitting these two people against each other. It's a fight, or nations against each other. But I think we've lost a lot about the reality of what's actually happening in life. So I want you to think about your daily life. What's your everyday like? Is it full of conflict? Maybe it is. I don't know. It could be full of conflict. Is your daily life full of monotonous things? Is it just you going to work or working from home, you know, living, loving, being around your family, friends, doing things? Is the camera shined on you constantly? Are you out there? Maybe some people are, you know, some people are seeking that attention and controversy all the time. But the reality of life, I believe for most people, is somewhere in the middle, is that you're not as controversial and the world is not as controversial as it's made out to be. I really don't think it is. And if you really look at the data related to it, the world is much more relaxed, much more easygoing, honestly, much more boring than what you read in the media or what someone's telling you about what they read for that. Again, think about your life. Do you wake up and there's drama in your life from opening your eyes to closing them each day? Maybe that drama is from what you're watching, but not necessarily through what you're doing every day. Now, that's not to discount that you may be going through a lot of drama in your life. I'm not saying that. And there are some people in life who are dealing with hell on a regular basis. Every second of the day is just difficult. But I will say that's not normal. So you have to ask yourself, is it a us versus them? Is it you versus me? There are certainly things that are unfair in life. And as someone who's a minority, there's certainly been things that I have had to go uphill or skate uphill for it and continue to do. But I would also say that the world's a much better place than what you may be viewing. It's not always us against them. I think if we actually looked at our lives, looked at how we treat each other in person with each other, that life is a very different life than the adversarial relationships you may be pushing in your digital life. Who are you digitally? Who are you in person? If you're someone that's trolling, there's a lot of controversy in your life digitally. Do you emit that same energy in person with people? Now, with COVID-19, I'm sure in this past year, a lot of people have been home. But as things are opening up and you're always around, when you're around more people, you're doing more things. Ask yourself, if you were in person talking to as many people you're talking to online, are you the same person digitally as you are in person? I bet your in-person life is way less controversial and way less filled with angst and cyber-based courage of statements than it is in person. I actually don't know a lot of people, almost anybody, who would be completely confrontational or crazy to people in person. I don't think they have the heart for it. I think it takes a lot of heart and a lot of gumption to be saying the things you say online to people's face in person. I don't think there's a huge us versus them in person. I really don't. I think that it's much easier to create that online. But in reality, look at the data of the world. Look at where we're at. it's not an us versus them. We're so much more alike than we are different. And our differences, a lot of them are very beautiful things that should be celebrated. But this idea that we're so divided all the time, I think we need to look deeper at that and deeper at the idea that it's not true. It's not true. Just because a certain amount of people voted for one person and then voted for another person, that does not mean that's division. It's just voting. It doesn't mean that all those people on one side or all those people on the other side are extreme because of their votes. It just doesn't mean that. Look at the data closer. You're looking at the large data, but not actually what's happening when you take person by person, attitude by attitude for that. I never forget something. I'll leave you with this that I read in a book. I think it was called Opposite of Hate. And it was about a journalist who actually would get the phone number of and call the people who were trolling her. And she was expecting that there would be this large division, this large divide related to us versus them when having the phone calls with people who were trolling her online. And she found out something very different in these phone calls. And often what would happen is the people who were trolling were just doing it because they were bored or they didn't think that the person they were trolling was really human, or that they would actually take it serious what they said. And when they actually had a conversation, when they talked to each other, they broke down the walls between each other. And that's what we need to do. We need to have more of those conversations, because it's very rare that someone would do that level of trolling to someone online and then actually do it to their face. Because there's more consequences when you're in front of somebody. Way more consequences when you're in front of somebody chatting with them about it. I think we're much more alike than we are different. We all want freedom. We all want to live a life where we can make our own decisions, live in a way financially that helps us be comfortable, and to do some fun things with our families, raise our families, and explore our different passions and ideas and things. The world is full of so many different ideas, and people have so many unique things they're into. It's not us versus them. It's just us, humans. We're humans. And when we stop thinking about humans and subhumans and different things that we classify people, and we see the reality of the situation, is that we are not as divided as you think. We're just not. You're a lot more like me. Whoever you're who's watching this, you're looking at this, wherever you're from, I bet you're more like me and I'm more like you than you ever knew. But how will we know that if we didn't talk to each other about it? We need to talk more often. And for the young people, especially of our planet, technology is amazing. And all people are using technology. But you need to talk to people one-on-one with people. I gotta tell you right now, it's incredibly difficult to talk to a ton of people at the same time and have clarity and be able to present that in a way that you're gonna get a big back and forth dialogue when you're talking to a ton of people or just speaking and a bunch of people are listening to you. You need to speak to people one-on-one, sit down, break bread with people. These are not new ideas, these are old ideas. Spend time with people, be with people, learn about them, understand them. And you still may not agree with a lot of things they're saying, but you can still be cordial to each other. You can still have dinner with each other. You can still hang out, go on vacation with each other, whatever it is. Disagreeing is not a reason to just throw people away. Again, I think there's a lot more we have in common with each other, whether you're in Jacksonville, Florida, whether you're in Blaine, Washington, where I'm at, San Francisco, California, you're in Kansas City, Missouri, Bangor, Maine, you're in Santa Fe, New Mexico. It doesn't matter. You throw it out wherever, Anchorage, Alaska. There's some differences, sure, where we're at regionally, but I bet you we're more alike than we are different. Let's embrace that. Let's actually celebrate that. And Let's be more human. As the hat says, stay human. Let's be more human to each other. Thanks, everyone.